From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tiger Woods is due to go before the cameras momentarily. He is apparently to make a televised apology about his marital infidelity. The audience for today's statement is limited, and Woods will not take questions. That's angered the Golf Writers Association, which has decided not to attend. The government says the consumer price index rose slightly, but when food and energy are excluded, prices actually decline, the first time that's happened since 1982. PNC Financial Services economist Robert Dye says the index is not flashing any warning signs.
This is a very sedate report, especially given a hotter-than-expected PPI. Producer prices came in a little bit hotter, gaining 1.4%.
Dye says with inflation behaving, the Federal Reserve can focus on fostering an economic recovery. A Fed move yesterday surprised investors. The Fed raised the discount rate, the rate it charges banks for emergency loans. That sparked concern that regular borrowing costs could move higher soon. NPR's John Itzty reports.
The Fed boosted the discount rate to 0.75%. That's up 0.25 point. It lowered the rate sharply during the financial crisis to make it easier for banks to get the funds they needed when the credit markets were frozen. The move will encourage banks to go back to borrowing from each other and not the Fed. But the move will not raise interest rates for consumers and businesses, says Mark Zandi of MoodysEconomy.com.
This is just one more step in a very long road back to a more normal conduct of monetary policy.
A change in monetary policy to raise rates for the overall economy is not likely to come until late this year, says Zandi. That will likely include an increase in the benchmark federal funds rate. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
The Obama administration has reached a settlement promising to compensate thousands of black farmers. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, Julie Rose explains.
More than 10 years ago, the U.S. Department of Agriculture admitted to denying loans to black farmers because of race. About 16,000 of those farmers received settlement checks, averaging $50,000. But many more farmers applied too late and didn't get a dime. Now, the Department of Agriculture has announced a plan to pay them $1.2 billion. John Boyd of the National Black Farmers Association says it's a good step, long overdue.
And if you saw the faces that I saw over the past 2 weeks where about 8,000 black farmers came out to rallies that we had in the South, when you look at a black farmer and he said, Dr. Boyd, do you have gas money that you can lend me to get home? That's real, you know.
For the settlement to stand, Congress must appropriate the money by March 31st. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
On Wall Street, stocks are down slightly. The Dow is down 10 points at 10,383. The NASDAQ down 5. You're listening to NPR News. Former Secretary of State and retired four-star General Alexander Haig is in a hospital in Baltimore. A spokesman for Johns Hopkins Medical Center confirms that Haig has been admitted as a patient but could not offer any more details. Haig is 85 years old. He served as a top advisor to three Republican presidents. Los Angeles is cracking down on 21 medical marijuana dispensaries, and as NPR's Mandalay Del Barco reports, authorities have made arrests and filed lawsuits and evictions.
LA's assistant city attorneys say prosecutors responded to complaints from residents that flyers for one medical marijuana dispensary were being handed out near a high school in Culver City. Officers say they found students carrying marijuana purchased at the pot shop Organica. Other people reportedly admitted they supplied the shop with marijuana-laced edibles. Federal and local law enforcers raided Organica and arrested the owner. Prosecutors also filed lawsuits against two other dispensaries, and they sent eviction notices to business and property owners at 18 other dispensaries. The allegations range from improper marijuana sales and nuisance activity to violating rules on proper labeling of drugs. Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.
The men return to the ski slopes at Whistler today for the Olympic Super G competition. American Bodie Miller is among the favorites. He's looking for his second medal of the Vancouver Games and some redemption in the event. 4 years ago in Turin, he clipped a gate in the Super G and failed to finish. Olympic athletes will compete in just three other medal events today, including cross-country skiing and skeleton. I'm Giles Snyder, and this is NPR News from Washington.